Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Lady Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let having a quiet time before God as you wake up every day be your practice. After receiving the audio Turning Point, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet. Read the day's portion, pray the day's prayer, then the guideline of reading your Bible through in 1 year. For subscription and subscription renewal, send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Sunday, the 14th day in January 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. Hold up your 2024 goals or prayer requests as we pray. You will hear good news today. God will send help to your life where you need one. God will reverse all the reverses against you. Remember to rearrange, he will rearrange things in your favor. I command end to dry season, end to sicknesses and diseases. You will go from broke to breakthrough. You will move from failure to testimonies. Your last maximum will become your new minimum. Yes, this is your year of supernatural turnaround. Have you completed the repositioning of 7 things around you? Yesterday, I changed my standing fan in the bedroom. Someone gave me a gift of a Bainato standing fan. I quickly exchanged it with the old one that was not working well. Find something to change, 7 things to change or reposition around you. Then send 7 of your desired changes this year to our global prayer altar for praying. And then do so through the email box that I gave you yesterday. Back it up with the sacrificial seed as announced. God will make 7 desired changes complete on time and even do more. I see written boldly on you, divine intervention. So shall it be. Who is this woman with a lump on your breast? Then someone has been diagnosed of cancer. Another person on dialysis. Kidney challenge. Lay your mantle on yourself. I prophesy, cancer canceled, lump melt away, kidney be healed up, new kidneys are now given you. Death sentence over anyone is hereby canceled and annulled in Jesus' name. If you are going to church today and you have not left the house before hearing this, please change the dress or the clothes you are wearing to church. Take another one. God is up to something for us today. Everyone will see you in church today or anywhere, we form a positive opinion about you. God will cause your life to attract favor. Those that may not be going to church, whenever you are going out, change the clothes you had wanted to wear. You can either do it tomorrow if it had, you couldn't do it today again, or even next Sunday. Change the dress, wear another one. I speak as I receive from God. These instructions may look simple, sometimes childish, but please obey them. I see God put sweet fragrance on your life for divine assistance and attraction and attention. January 14th celebrant, your prayers. May God bless your new age. May you live long and live well and fulfill your purpose in Jesus' name. We are still on teaching, counseling, and guidance through questions and life situations that members are sending in from all over the world. Send yours if you have any. First issue today, good morning, Daddy, and my Turning Point family. Please, sir, what is the difference between a believer and a Christian? Is a devoted child of God a believer or a Christian? Wow, a devoted child of God is supposed to be both. Well, it is not only in the Christian setting that people are called believers. There are believers in other faith, other prophets, and deities. But a believer in Christ and a true Christian means the same thing. What I think is bringing the confusion is that there are those who bear Christian by name, but not in character. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, part C says, "The Lord knoweth those that are his, and let everyone that names the names of Christ depart from iniquity," which is sin. These days, we have many that say they are Christians only by name, not by their fruits, nor by their character. It is really unfortunate. Next, good morning, sir. Please, what does wearing ankle or leg chain signifies? Because I see many women wear them these days. Is it biblical or is it a curse? Wow, it is neither biblical nor is it a curse. It is mere fashion. Many people, even so-called Christians, just follow and copy fashion blindly. For a true Christian, modesty or moderation should be our watchword. Philippians chapter 4 verse 5 says, "We let your moderation be known to all men." Certain things may not be outrightly sinful, but they are immodest. They give people a wrong impression about us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12, it says, "All things are lawful unto me, but not all things are expedient. I will not put myself under the yoke of any." A true Christian or a mature child of God will not just follow what is in vogue. Then the Holy Spirit in a Christian caution him or her. A Christian who is sensitive to the Holy Spirit will not wear leg chain. I used to crack a joke sometimes on the pulpit in the church. I always say, hands in chain, neck in chain, and leg in chain, all chained up. That's human being in chain. A true Christian will not go wearing anything or going to anywhere that will make the unbeliever say we are the same. What is the difference? Next, my question. Sir, does lateness in obeying God's instruction attract any penalty? I received an instruction last year, but because I was not sure it's from the Holy Spirit, I did not follow it explicitly. This year, 2024, I took up the courage to obey the instruction explicitly. How will God view my action? Wow, we should learn from Father Abraham the lesson of prompt obedience at God's command. That made him the friend of God. Two other things I like to say. You said you were not sure initially if it was from the Holy Spirit. Why the doubt when the Bible is there to validate or authenticate whatever voice or prompting you are receiving? That is not very clear to you. A trusted, matured father in the Lord or a mentor is also there as another provision. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 says, "In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." Number 2, to be called by God to do a thing is a rare privilege. If we keep delaying or disobeying, God may pick on another person, and that will bring regret forever and the loss of reward or the glory that will have followed our obedience. So listeners, once God's voice is clear on anything he wants you to do or give, my advice, prompt obedience. Next, many listeners have called my attention to the fact that I forgot to pray over the communion yesterday, even though I prepared us from Friday and also mentioned it at the onset, but it escaped my mind. I believe we all took the communion. Many people are saying I should pray over the communion again today. Oh no, God has answered your prayers, as I believe you also prayed over it before taking it. Next Saturday, I will not forget. Next, please, sir, I need your counsel. A ministry started in our house, later moved to his site. No growth, because only my family and two other families were there with the woman of God that started. That family later left. 2 years ago, the woman of God, the founder, died. The husband did not support her in the ministry, all true. So we were thinking he will take over. But he came to us to say, "My husband should take over. We have been there since. No progress. I know I'm not called out to start a church. So we are confused, not knowing what to do. What should we do? Do we leave to another church and start serving God there?" Wow, you waited too long. A woman started the ministry. The husband not in support, all true. Ministry not growing. She later died on it. And you are still asking whether to wait. Wait doing what? Run. Run for your dear life. Take your family and run. Don't commit the sin of Uzzah. A little what they say is enough for the wise. But this is a lesson for all listeners. We will build more on this tomorrow. Now, our 12 days of fasting ended yesterday. May God give us the reward and the benefit of the fasting. We fast one day every week. Every Tuesday is our fasting day. If so led, join us in fasting every Tuesday. You can fast till 12, till 2, till 4, or 7 p.m. Don't forget to change the dress today or tomorrow if you can't do so again today. Don't forget the 7 things you are to change or reposition around you, and the 7 change prayer desires you have sent to our global prayer altar through the email box I gave us. God is up to something for us this year. TPGF members, this year, do your best to obey all the instructions and apply all the words we are teaching. Remember to pay your tithe promptly, correctly, and cheerfully. The battle, the thanksgiving, the partnership commitment seed, the 111 seed we are sowing this month, and connection to 668, and the backup of the seed that I said we should use to back up the 7 changes we desire after sending it to the global prayer altar. If you mistakenly overpay money into the commission's account, or you are double debited, send a charge with evidence to +234-809-789-4000. Upon verification, refund shall be made promptly. I prophesy to everyone's life today, the Lord that has started with you this year, we heighten his blessings. We send helpers. We back you up. Every area of your need shall become your sweet testimonies. You won't suffer like before. Delay will not continue. Denial will not continue. Suffering will not continue. Poverty will not continue. I prophesy over everyone who is truly committed and devoted to TPGF all over the world. The anointing, the mystery, the grace, the favor, the power behind TPGF will be manifesting in your life. You will see the hands of God like you have never seen it before. It will spread over your children. Anything connected to your name shall receive the awesome power of God this year. You will live. You will fulfill purpose. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye. TPGF, truly blessed. God bless you.